Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Well, today's episode's going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is April 23rd, 1952, and the title is Deadlock at Silver Sight. Hoping it. Thanks again for being a member, and I hope you enjoy.
And pass those Kellogg sugar corn pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's sugar corn pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pop brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of The Deadlock at Silver Sight. Next time you go to the store to get some more sugar corn pops, look at all the other Kellogg cereals. You'll be surprised. All of them. All 10 of them look different because all boxes are different. They're changed. They're new. On the front, there are colorful pictures. On the backs, there are interesting things to do. Cutouts, games, stories, and other things like that. It's fun to look them all over and see which one you like best. Tell Mom, too. She'll want to see Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show of new packages next time she goes to the store.
The West was still young when United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his faithful deputy Jingles cast their shadows across the plains. Men lived and died by violence, and a fast draw meant a longer life when the chips were down. That's the way things were the day that Wild Bill and Jingles plunged headlong into the deadlock at Silver Sight.
Bill, a railroad train sure leaves an easy trail to follow, don't it? Draws a long black line in the snow.
Yeah, Jingles. That track stretches across a valley as far as we can see.
And I remember when we stood up here and looked down on the backs of buffalo in that valley. Not more than 3 years ago, either.
Here she comes, partner, puffing away.
Yeah, let's wait and watch her go by.
All right, partner. Hey, Jingles. Look on that bluff. You see him?
Yeah. What are they doing with that big boulder?
Trying to push it off the hill, that's what. Come on.
It'll wreck the train, Bill.
All right, Buckshot. After him, boy.
Jump, Joker!
All right, you coyotes, get away from that rock.
Too late, Bill. There it goes.
Jingles, you head down the hill and flank that train to a stop. That rock's going to land on the track.
Okay, Bill, where are you going?
After those two Jaspers that push that boulder.
Good luck, Bill. Come on, Joker, down the hill. Faster, Joker! We gotta save that train! Hey! Stop that iron horse! There's a boulder on the track! Oh, Joker, hold! Hey, stop! Hear that critter down!
Hey, what happened? How'd that boulder get on our track?
Oh, two low-down varmints pushed it off the top of the hill, that's how.
Well, I sure want to thank you for flagging us down. If it hadn't been for you, we'd have wrecked the whole train.
Yeah, you still got a right smart curl in your cowcatcher the way it is.
But the engine and all the cars are still on the track.
My partner took after those two sidewinders, but I reckon they had too much of a start on him, because here he comes back.
Your partner?
Yeah, Wild Bill Hickok. I'm Jingles. Woo-wee! Cold, ain't it?
Wild Bill and Jingles. Right now, I don't know anybody I'd rather see.
Good work, Jingles. I see you stopped it.
I sure did, Mr. Hickok. I'm Bob Sharon, chief engineer on this job.
Howdy, Sharon. You had much trouble like this?
Plenty. This is just one of a long series of attempts to block the completion of the job.
You mean the railroad ain't finished yet?
Not by 10 miles. And if this keeps up, we'll not only fail to finish it, we'll lose our shirts.
That's right, Sharon. You might as well give up now. If you never make it to Silver Sight by next Tuesday, you've only got a week to go.
Well, we would if the stockholders had voted some more money, Mr. Hope.
Well, I'm a stockholder, and I've blocked the appropriation of one more red cent. I'm taking my loss and getting out.
Gents, this is Mr. Conrad Holt, Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles, Mr. Holt.
Howdy, Mr. Holt.
What are you doing here, Marshal?
Well, they tried to save the train. If Jingles hadn't flagged us down, we'd have had a real wreck.
Well, get that track cleared and get us to Ridley before we all freeze out here or before we're all killed on your blasted train. It's a menace to the whole West. I'm going to see the end of it if it's the last thing I do.
Woo-wee, that slickered up gent sure ain't on your side, Bob.
That's easy to see, Jingles.
Who is he, Bob?
One of the top dogs in these parts. President of the Overland Stage and Freight Company and one of our stockholders.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised to find out he was behind all these shenanigans.
Easy, partner. You gotta prove things like that.
We've got just one chance to pull out of the hole, Hickok. And I might do it if you'd help me.
What's that, Bob?
If we set the rails and run one train into Silverside by next Tuesday at 12 noon, the town will give us $50,000.
Woo-wee, then you could really be in business.
That's right. But if we don't stop these wrecks and accidents, we'll never make it.
You're on, Bob. We'll help you all we can.
Yeah, we sure will. Come on, the first thing we'll do is to get that boulder off the track and get your iron horse to snort. Hold her, Newt, she's a-rarin'!
Did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display in brand new boxes, bright and gay. These famous cereals come your way. Go see the cycle, the Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show.
Has a cheerful look
and a lift for you.
Start you out with a hoop-de-doo. Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
Here's something to let your pals in on. Tell them that all the Kellogg's cereal boxes have been changed. They're all different, all new, all 10 of them. You can see them right now down at the grocery store. Why don't you go down and take a look?
Did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display in brand new boxes, bright and gay. The Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show.
Somebody else that you'll want to tell about Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show of new packages that your grocer has, that's your mom. So tell her. She'll want to see how all these packages look. And while you're at it, ask her to get you some Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Boy, they're swell eaten right out of the box like candy or by the bowlful. Sugar Pops are tops.
Say, did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display in brand new boxes, bright and gay. These famous cereals come your way. Go see this eyeful, the Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show.
Has a cheerful look
and a lift for you.
Start you out with a hoop-de-doo. Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
After clearing the boulder from the track, Bill and Jingles went with Bob Sharon to the railroad construction camp to help him complete the tracks to Silversite.
How are things coming, Bob?
Oh, mighty slow, Bill. We've still got 7 miles to go and 5 days to make it in.
You got enough rails to reach Silversite?
Just enough. Just enough of everything, in fact. If we lost one spike, we'd be late, let alone rails and ties.
Oh, it's getting colder, Bill. My fingers and toes are going to chip off if it gets any worse.
That's not helping us any either. The ground's frozen solid. It's like chiseling in a rock. Maybe Hope's right, but I'm not giving up. This is my first big job, and I mean to see it through.
Good boy, Bob. As long as things are quiet here, I think Jingles and I will ride into Silver Sight and see Mayor Salisbury. Just so happens he's an old friend of mine.
He is? Well, then maybe he can think of some way to help us. But look out for Conrad Holt. He lives there, too.
Oh, that hard-nosed old salamander better not cut my trail. I'm getting to like him less by the minute.
You blundering, empty-headed dummy. Fresno, I should have known better than to trust you to do a job.
But Mr. Hulk, me and Dobie had that rock rolling. How could I tell it while Bill Hickok and that big lumpy deputy of his had come along?
Well, you could have stood and fought it out with him. You were 2-1 against Hickok.
20-1 ain't good odds against Hickok, boss, and you know it.
Well, that railroad's got to be stopped, I tell you.
Yeah, but how? We tried everything from wrecking the train to killing the work crews. Hickok ain't going to make it much easier for us.
Then Hickok's got to go.
Go? Go where?
To Boot Hill, that's where. Spread the word to all the boys. Shoot Hickok on sight, and that deputy, too. Gang up on him. Shoot him in the back. I don't care how you get them, just get them.
Bill Hickok, by the buttons on my vest.
Well, Bill, what brings the country's greatest officer of the law to Silver Sight?
I happened onto a rough deal, Mayor.
A rough deal? What's that? Who's got a rough deal, Hickok? It's the aim of my administration to see that every man gets his just desserts.
Desserts? Well, now I'll take pumpkin pie, if you please, Your Honor.
Jingle?
But he said...
Never mind.
But a little bit... Oh.
Now tell me, Bill, who's got a briar in his craw?
Bob Sharon, building the Silver Sight and the Southern Railroad.
Oh, yes. Now I see what you mean by a rough deal. Some low-down polecat is playing some dastardly tricks on young Sharon.
And just who do you think that polecat is, man?
I don't just think, Bill. I know, but I can't prove it. The polecat in question is Conrad Hook.
What's his game, Mayor Salsey?
High-handed villainy and no-limit stakes. He's got the only stage and freight lines running to Silver Sight, and he's doubled his rates twice in 6 months. Highway robbery it is, and him living like a leading citizen of the town.
You don't say. What?
Yes, I do. Conrad Hoke's the only man in our fair city who stands against the railroad, and he bids fair to block it single-handed.
He's the fly in the pumpkin pie, huh? Well, now, Bill, maybe we'd better just go over and pay a little call on that sneaking maverick.
Might just be a good idea at that, Jingle.
Think twice, Hickok. Bob Sharon's worth the effort, it's true. He's moved heaven and earth to finish the railroad, and Silver Sight needs that road. But by now, you're a marked man, Bill. Hoke will stop at nothing to block the railroad, even to killing you and Jingles. So I say you're a marked man.
Bill, you reckon we ought to stay in this town tonight after all?
Why not, Jingles?
Well, if Hoke's out to get us and... he's got all those strong-armed thugs, the mayor says he has them. Well, maybe it's just be better to go back to the railroad camp, huh?
We'll go back in the morning, Jingles.
Pardon me, stranger. Could you tell me the time?
Sure. Get my watch out of my pocket here.
Try to draw on me.
Look out, Bill!
That's an old trick, Buster. It's been a long time since anybody worked that one on me.
Bill, that's another bushwhacker over in the alley. I'll get him. Watch this guy a minute.
You ain't through with me yet, Hickok.
I haven't got much time.
Through with you, mister.
Bill, here comes another one. They're all around us. Oh, we'll never get out of this one alive, aren't we?
I just dropped in to tell you that your boys failed to get me and my partner tonight, Hoke.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Hickok.
Now, that's a big old fat fib, and you know it, you sidestepping salamander.
Boss, that pair of saddle tramps can't talk to you like that. Let me get him.
No, Fresno. Use your thick head.
Now, don't go talking to me like that again, boss.
Then shut up.
Yeah, Fresno. I've already got you lined up for pushing that rock off the cliff in front of the train.
Who, me? What rock? What cliff? What train?
Who, me? What rock? What cliff? What train? Just as innocent as a little Susie Ann eating frosting off a cake, ain't you? Your time's coming, Sonny, and it ain't far off.
All right, Hickok. You can both get out of my office. You've made a lot of false accusations that won't stand up in court. And without proof, you're a dead duck.
That's right, Hook. But if you keep overplaying your hand, I'm going to pick up that proof. And when I do, your jailer at the territorial pen will throw the key away.
If they don't hang you first.
That's fair warning, Hook. Lay off Bob Sharon. I mean to see he finishes that railroad by high noon without any more trouble from you.
Well, Bill, how was your trip to Silver Sight?
Oh, Buckshot, stand there.
Oh, Joker. Howdy, boss. Hey, you should have been with us. Got real exciting in spots.
How's it going with you, Bob?
I'm just about whipped, Bill. We've made less than a half mile today. The ground's frozen too hard to grade off flat, and you can't lay rails over humps.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, 4.5 miles to go and 4 days to do it in. Now, that's a doggone crying shame.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe I've got an idea.
Well, I could sure use one.
The river runs alongside the railroad bed all the way to Silverside, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, straight as a string, except for two curves.
What are you getting at, Bill?
And the river's frozen as solid as the ground. It'll carry the weight. Why not build your track on the river?
Have you gone local, Bill Hickok? Oh, who ever heard of running a railroad on a river? If this ain't the craziest thing that ever happened, I'm a seasick salamander. Where's that whistle for?
You sure had a good idea that time, Bill. This river's just as solid as bedrock.
Just hope you don't get a sudden thaw, Bob. Yeah, that flat car we're pushing got the rails for that last quarter mile, Bob?
It sure has, Bill. And just around this bend is where we start laying it.
Pour the spurs to this old iron horse and let's get there, Bob.
She's wide open now, Jingles. Hang on, we're rounding the curve.
Hey, Bob, look up ahead there.
Bill, it's a fire on the ice.
Throw on the brakes, Bob.
Stop this start, Buster. We'll crash through the ice and go to the bottom of the river.
It's too late. We're going to crash.
Did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display in brand new boxes, bright and gay. These famous cereals come your way. Go see this eyeful, the Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show.
It has a cheerful look
and a lift for you.
Start you up with a hoop-de-doo. Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
It's a load of fun to see which of Kellogg's new cereal boxes you think are the best looking. Go down to the grocery store where you can see all 10 new boxes and look them over. Look at the front of the packages, the big new picture. And at the back of the packages, there's lots of interesting new things on the backs. Games, cutouts, things to send for, stories, things like that. Go down and see this whole line of new packages today. Tell Mom and she'll want to see all the new Kellogg cereal boxes and how they've been changed. Ask her to get you some Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops. She knows how good they are, but tell her they're your favorite because you can eat them right out of the box like candy or out of the bowl for breakfast. You betcha. Sugar Pops are tops. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. Pops love Pops.
Say, did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display in brand new boxes, bright and gay. These famous cereals come your way. Go see this eyeful, the Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show.
Has a cheerful look
and a lift for you.
Start you up with a hoop-de-doo. Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
With victory almost ensured, Wild Bill, Jingles, and Bob Sharon were moving up in the engine to finish the railroad into Silversight when they rounded a curve to find a bonfire on the ice directly in their path. The engine plunged toward it, too late to avoid a crash.
Jingles, where you hurt, partner?
Oh, nothing but my feelings, doggone it. I'd like to get my hands on that polecat that built the fire on the ice.
Bob, you all right?
Yeah, but I'm with Jingles.
That makes three of us.
Bill, we dropped that flat car rails right in the river.
Yeah, but the engine's not clearing that hole and the ice is still solid under us. Try to back it off easy, Bob.
Okay, I'll try. Here goes nothing.
She's making it, Bill.
Yeah. Just a little more, Bob.
We all clear that hole in the ice, Jingles?
We sure are. I never thought you'd pull out of it.
That's good enough, Bob. Just hold her right there.
Well, that's got the engine out, but the rails are all shot, and that's all we had.
You mean that varmint hoax got us licked after all?
I'm afraid so, Jingles. And it was a good fight when it lasted.
Bill! Bill, there's that coyote we saw in Holt's office.
He's riding across the ice.
I'm going after him.
He'll never catch him on foot, Bill. Buckshot's back in the stock car.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Look.
His horse slipped and threw him. Now he's a foot too.
That's good enough for me.
Give that sidewinder one for me, Bill.
You pulled your last trick, Fresno.
Get away from me, Hickok.
Just as long as it takes me to catch you.
I'm warning you, lawman. Keep waiting.
Your aim's slipping, Fresno.
I won't miss this time. Ow!
Now we can forget about the guns, Buster.
You ain't taking me without no fight.
That's good enough with me. Now, if you want some more, get on your feet.
No. No, I don't want no more.
Appeal, what's going on here?
Howdy, Mayor Sawsey. Just caught a coyote, and he's about to howl.
Yeah, I'll howl.
Shut up, Fresno. One word out of you, and you'll die where you stand.
Now, hold it, Mr. Hulk. I got a bead on your diamond stick pin. And if you so much as sneeze, I'm liable to cut you down. Now, go ahead, Bill.
All right, Fresno, talk.
Sure. Conrad Hulk was behind all the trouble.
Ah, that's just what I...
He made us all cause them wrecks. Shoot the crews, and he done a lot of it himself. And that's the truth.
That's the end of you, Conrad Hulk.
You all windbag. I've got a good mind...
You got a good mind of what, Hulk?
Nothing. I know when I'm licked. But I won, too. The railroad missed getting to Silverside by a quarter mile.
All right, Mary, he's all yours. Ask your sheriff to take him to jail.
He sure will, Hickok.
I'm sorry we didn't make it to Silverside with the railroad.
Now, hold on, Bill. Folks, we've all seen the gallant fight young Bob Sharon and his railroad crew have made to get the tracks laid into our fair city by 12 o'clock today. And it seems a dad-blasted crime to see him lose a long fight by just a measly quarter of a mile. And so, I'm declaring this an open meeting of the citizens. Our beautiful metropolis is going to be a rail center if you will now vote to expand the city limits by 1/2 mile all around. All in favor, say aye.
Aye!
Motion carried. No opposition, except Conrad Hoke, and he's a prisoner and he can't vote. So it now becomes my pleasant duty to award the $50,000 and my congratulations to one of the best dad-blasted railroad men ever to drive a spike, Mr. Bob Sharon.
Yay!
Meetings adjourned. Let the celebration begin.
Mayor Sawsey, that was a real good move.
Only thing I could do, Bill, my boy. Right's right, that's all.
Well, I sure want to thank you, Mayor. You'll never regret it.
Welcome to Silverside, Sharon. I hope you settle down, raise a family. More votes for Sawsey, you know?
Well, if you want young Bob's kids to vote for you, Mayor, you'd better start finding him a pretty girl at this celebration, because your votes are waiting on his wedding bell.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. We hope you'll be with us again on Friday.
We got a pip of a story, Guy, all about hijackers at a silver mine called Bullets of Silver Bell.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Right, it's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Sugar Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Stan Farrar, Howard McNear, Tyler McVeigh, and Ralph Moody. Our director is Paul Pierce. Story by Larry Hayes. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok runs into Bullets at Silver Bell. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, and Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.